We begin this morning's show with news about Arizona's water future. I don't know about you, Steve, but I don't remember a time in this state when we have not been in a drought.
Lauren, I'm much older than you, and I do not either, and it's just this dry desert. That's what we're used to.
It's a desert, right. Okay, but for the first time in its 20-year history, the U.S. Drought Monitor now is saying that Arizona is no longer under drought conditions. That's being credited to the unusually wet May we just experienced. It was beautiful. And here to tell us more about what this means is Matt Pace, a meteorologist with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So I assume I have to start with the before we get too excited question. What does this mean?
You always start with that one, of course. So it does mean, obviously, we had a very wet May. Unfortunately, and here's the sad part, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be wet for the next couple months. In fact, we are moving into our driest period of June here in Phoenix. We generally only seen about 0.02 of an inch of rain, which is basically just a couple sprinkles. But it is looking like the monsoon will be a little bit delayed, but it could be fairly active as we head into July and August. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that we can keep this precipitation going and have a continued wet July and August.
Matt, I think what's funny about the whole drought situation, when we hear that term, we're told often, I presume we've heard it from you, and it makes total sense for meteorologists or climatologists to say, you know, one wet winter or one wet May, unseasonably wet May, isn't going to make a difference. So without getting too deep in the weeds, can you explain to us how this works, like how we're out of drought to some extent when we've had it for almost 2 decades? And yeah, it was wetter than normal, but it didn't seem amazingly wet.
Yeah, exactly. Drought is a longer-term process. You have to think about things slowly drying out. You think about the lakes slowly going down in their water level. Even the smaller lakes that aren't necessarily dammed up, but just kind of the tanks that are around, especially up in northern Arizona, those take time to dry out, and that soil takes time to dry out. And that's when you start seeing that drought come back. And just like when you have a lot of rain, after it's been dry for so long, a lot of that will just seep straight into the ground or run off, and it doesn't really help any of the soils, any of the plants across the state. So it takes a long time for these cycles to kind of come on and turn off. And that's why you don't see an instantaneous reduction in the drought just because we had one wet May. We had a pretty wet year this year around the entire state. So that's why now we're starting to see those drought classifications removed from Arizona.
So short-term drought as opposed to long-term drought. We're still in that long-term drought.
Exactly. Yeah. And that can take years to kind of get out of, because, again, it's a cyclical pattern that happens, you know, a period of 20, 30, 40 years. So 1 year is not necessarily going to make that huge difference.
OK, not going to make a huge difference, but it does make some difference, right? Like, what does this do in a good way? I know there are also concerns this brings up about greenery created that will make a harder wildfire season this summer. But there has to be some positives here, too, right?
Oh, there's certainly some good things that happen. I mean, when you look at our SRP reservoirs up to the north, they're at 80% capacity right now. Last year, they were only at 55%. So that's a drastic improvement from what we saw. Obviously, the temperatures, this weather pattern that we've seen of these low pressure centers coming through, it's kept our temperatures very cool. We've only had 200 degree days. That's the least we've seen since 1998. And even our air quality here in Phoenix has been pretty good over the past couple months. We've only had 3 ozone exceedances. That's the least that we've seen since 1982. So certainly a lot of positive stuff come out of this more active weather pattern that we've seen.
Okay, so looking forward, it is now officially summer and monsoon season will start soon enough. Any predictions on what that might look like and if we are going to continue seeing more rain than usual?
Hopefully, we'll start to see more rain coming into July. Here in Phoenix, it looks like we're going to stay probably pretty dry as we head into June. Again, it's our driest month. But yeah, when you look at the longer range forecast models, it is starting to look like July and August will be a little more active than we normally see. So fingers crossed for that. Unfortunately, we have to say it, the heat is going to return. We'll probably see 110 again by the end of June, sadly.
All right. Well, this is where we live. That's Matt Pace, a meteorologist with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you.